it's an experience that you don't want to miss. And I just really want to thank you for being here. Winject TV. I was just talking to Chris Ross, dropping a few nuggets of knowledge. And you know, the reality is that we have so many opportunities right now. And I'm on Instagram Live. I'm on Winject TV. If you go to the YouTube channel, Winject TV, Winject Studios, we're all we're putting content out there all the time, every day, every week, and adding value to your day. And the reality is that we all have an opportunity to create something valuable. We all have something to offer. Now, I want to read this quote to you that I've been thinking about today is growth is painful, change is painful, but nothing is as painful as staying stuck in somewhere you don't belong. Mandy Hale said that. And I just want to, expand on that idea, because staying stuck is painful. Staying in a place that you don't belong is equally painful. It's excruciatingly painful. And I'm speaking from experience. I've been around a few days. I know I look young. Just kidding. And the reality is that we have an opportunity to actually... hey, Sarah Bateman. Thank you for joining. All right. Thank you so much for joining. And so we have this opportunity to really generate a lot of energy in a most positive way when we're not stuck. When you're in alignment with everything that you need to do and everything that seems to be right in the world, and when you're actually producing content or you're producing output or you're creating something for yourself or your family or your friends or your environment, time seems to go away. I mean, this year has evaporated. Friday is October. October, can you imagine? This is incredibly... I don't even know where the year has gone. And that is because I've been doing a lot of things and creating a lot of content, helping a lot of people generate some things that are important to them as well. And when you're in alignment like that and moving forward, it just time seems to evaporate. And when you're stuck though, it's painful. And now I'm in a situation where growth is painful because I've committed to things that I've had in place and it's been existing. It's been there and it's been, you know, in my life. And now I'm actually moving into an area where, you know, Winject is starting to develop and I'm working to help and assist and support that community, add some care and love and consideration to that community. You in this community. And I also have, you know, pre-existing expectations, obligations, you know, people that I care about, friends that I support, and things that I have to do. So it's uncomfortable. And it's only uncomfortable because you have to change, you have to grow, you have to evolve in these little pieces of your mindset, in your attitude, your systems, your solutions, the things you're adding to the community, the things that you're adding to yourself, the idea that I can't stay where I am and continue to grow. I have to change. And then that requires us to actually maybe peel off some things that we don't necessarily do or we don't want to continue doing, which I've done. You know, October, I peeled off, a lot of business. I've actually removed clients from my list. And, you know, from a financial perspective, that actually, hey, Austin, my nephew's jumping in. So Just to let you know, if you're just joining in, I'm live on a couple of platforms. I'm going live on Instagram over here. I'm on Winject TV, Winject Studios, winject.com if you want to join the community. And we're talking about change. We're talking about making impact and evolving from where you are into where you need to go and what you need to be in order to get there. And it's a shift. You know, it's really one of these ideas that you have to wrap your head around and say, what is serving me? What is supporting my life? What is bringing me joy? What is the process I have to go through? And, you know, this idea that Jim Fortin and, you know, James Wedmore and a couple of people talk about is this be, do, have. Who do I need to be? And what do I have to do in order to have the outcome that I'm looking to accomplish? Because we are in a process. It's not a linear process. It's you know, you're adding, you're evolving, you're changing, you're adding skills, you're adding, you know, little tweaks and adjustments in your systems and your solutions, learning new things. Sometimes it's uncomfortable because, you know, if you want to label failure on it, I don't believe in failure per se, but I believe in, you know, we either grow, we learn, or we succeed, And you only fail if you quit. And, you know, some things are worth quitting. And so it's not a bad thing. It's just a state of being. It's a place that we're required to go through in order to learn the lessons we need to learn. So this pain of growth is just a process. Evolve through it. Adapt and overcome. Yeah, absolutely, Austin. Adapt and overcome. We have to, we don't know everything all at once. You know, sometimes we learn lessons that are very uncomfortable. It's been a painful journey at times. You know, sometimes you're thinking, I'm not sure how this is going to come out. I'm not sure how it's going to turn out. And somehow it always does. Or at least in my experience, it always seems to turn out. Hopefully, continuing to push forward in your life, you experience the same thing. It always works out. I'm still here. I'm here till the end. So as we evolve and add skills and add information to our days, and we actually acquire things, you know, over here on Instagram, Austin, you know, he's doing video in big events, huge events, and he's my nephew. And so that's something that he's learned over time. You know, he's evolved and he's actually learning a new skill, crafting this skill, acquiring new pieces of information along the journey. And that's what we're providing in winject.com, is this environment that is supportive. It's available to you. And it's also something that you're looking to, you know, expand your brand. If you're expanding your personal brand or your professional brand or your business, and you're looking to enhance some of those messaging techniques that you're using, you know, there's opportunities out there. You have help. You don't have to go through this growth process alone. You don't have to be a solo project. There's lots of assistance out there. There's supportive environments. There's a lot of people that are doing amazing things. You know, there's some statistics on podcasting and live streaming and video that is incredibly powerful. And if you're not using video, you're not developing your skills in video, and you want to put yourself out there, if you're a coach, an author, a speaker, and, or, you know, you want to be a vlogger or anything, you know, there are certain things that you're going to have to learn. You're going to have to acquire these skills, and you're going to have to put this together Hey, Alina. U89.U89, thank you for joining. There's skills that you have to acquire in order to get to the next lesson. And sometimes when you ignore the lesson, it continues to show up in your life. And not having someone that can help you and give you advice or, you know, maybe a new perspective, maybe somebody that could call you out on your BS when you're getting out of line. There's lots of things that you can do with the community. Lots of things that you can do if you have some mentors with experience that can actually see some of the things that are challenging you. And so I encourage you to get involved in some of these communities, and you know, whether at Winject TV or Winject Studios, we're doing music, we're doing video, we're doing movies, music. There's lots of activities out there that are going to be expanding and blowing up. And I have to say, early adopters typically are the ones that you know, take advantage and win big on things that are going to blow up. Just think, if you had invested in Apple when they were still in the garage, or Amazon when Jeff was looking for a couple of investors for $40,000. Just saying. I have helped and assisted with a lot of startups and a lot of startup communities. And, you know, it's amazing to me to see, you know, how many lessons I've acquired over the years and how much experience I've acquired over the years. And it's not as if I've made billions of dollars by investing early on a startup that has gone crazy. However, I've had a couple of, you know, I've started businesses that have sold, and it's amazing when you can create something from nothing, develop it and grow it, and, you know, acquire new skills along the way. And it's really amazing to me to think that right now, in this, you know, this point in history, humanity has the best opportunity in the world, in my opinion, to actually start creating some things from nothing, grow a business, develop a community, share value, continue to add value to that community, and actually develop an incredibly valuable career from it. You know, you could do this. Austin, you have to learn before you level up. Absolutely. Leveling up. If you're not improving who you were yesterday, today, so you can improve who you are tomorrow, I mean, come on. And I'm not really an advocate for hustle my, you know, 24 hours a day and, you know, got to hustle and grind and all that stuff. I'm more along the lines of getting the flow. It's like from my music days, you know, when you're in the groove, time disappears. It feels like it's right. It's natural. And if you can align yourself with your values, your intention, your work, and the value that you're creating for people around you, it all seems to work out. And it's an incredibly inspiring story when you can actually help people and help them succeed and help them acquire and achieve results. I'm putting together some webinars that I'll be sharing out on a regular basis, and helping, you know, little webinars to help you actually up your skills on the ability to improve your video, you know, some tips and, you know, things that I've learned along the way. And it's, video has changed my life. Let's just put it out there. Video has changed my life. It's changed the type of conversations I've had. It's changed the type of people I talk to. It's leveled up my game on communication and the ability, and I'm far from perfect. And that is not the most important thing. The most important thing is starting, putting yourself out there and practicing. It's just like any instrument in the world. You have to practice at it. The more you do it, the closer you get to finding your own voice, the closer you get to actually getting your systems down pat, aligning with your goals and your mission, making sure that things are in place and you're making progress. And also showing up in the world and adding value. And all of a sudden somebody says, hey, I want to show up. Hey, Continuum Digital joins. Fantastic. Monarch. Mona Chip. It's hard to read this on Monarch. IP Group. Thank you for joining. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. The reality is we all have a gift. We all have a mission. We all have something that we can actually put out in the world that adds a lot of value. And somebody is waiting to hear from you. You know, whether you're before, during, or after, you know, we're all standing in line. We're all moving forward on this earth. You know, we're all flying through the universe at the same pace. However, individually, we're all moving at kind of a different rate. So there's going to be people that know more than you, that have, you know, experienced what you're looking to experience, and you can learn from those individuals. And then there's people that are looking to accomplish where you are. You know, they're working to get where you are at this point in time. So you can actually help them. You can encourage them. You can add value, share your information and knowledge. And I know information is all over. You know, there's more video uploaded to YouTube every day than is all the information that has existed in history, it seems like. And that's why it's important to join a community. You join a community to get the information you need, where you are, to be able to start your journey and where you're going. And if you're in podcasting, you're in broadcasting, you want to do live streaming, you want to do, you know, the content creation, Winject is the place to go. It's the place to be. And, you know, I've got companies, I've got the Pirate Syndicate, you know, where I'm producing shows for other people. I'm doing live streams for events and activities. And Winject is a place that I bring that knowledge to the table. I share it, and we have activities there that we can actually share and continue to produce results. I'm a huge advocate for Dub, and I got webinars starting, and I'll teach you how to actually book clients, book calls, and book conversations that convert into cash using a tool that I booked over 500 events with. Thousands of conversations, literally. And these are activities that you can actually, there, I got a Dub notification. Just somebody's opening my Dub. So the reality is you have an opportunity to learn and accelerate that learning path by talking to people that have been there, done that, are doing that, producing and learning alongside you. You know, I'm a huge fan of masterminds. And one of the things that I get excited about building communities is that in a mastermind, you're taking some of the fundamentals in a smaller group and you're brainstorming accountability, the ability to share information, experience, you know, calling you out when you're acting a little ridiculous, maybe. And I can't stress enough that the world has changed. Some good, some, the verdict is still out. However, after the last 18 years, after the last 18 months of a lot of people learning how to use Zoom, increasingly video is even more critical to learn how to operate. Podcasting is so easy to access compared to what it was. And it's growing. A lot of companies are purchasing podcasts that are popular. They're investing money into the media. You know, we started out with radio back at, you know, well, late 1800s. Television came on board, you know, cable TV came on board. Then we had Netflix, you know, streaming media, podcasting was in there in the mix at that time. It's always evolving. Our communications is evolving. You know, now YouTube is the second largest search engine in the world. Podcasting isn't, I mean, it's catching up. There's over 2 million podcasts out there right now. And I remember when it was like 500,000. You know, and platforms like LinkedIn that you could share video on, it's, you know, 6 million people. Maybe. I don't know what, you know, Facebook, I don't know what they're out to now. I don't know how many people are out there. Twitter, you got all these platforms. And in order to accomplish your goals on any of these platforms, it's going to require some sort of effort on your part in order to show up and be seen, be heard, and build your authority. And it's really important for me to understand that you have an opportunity to be there. And if you're saying, well, I don't think I could do that. Well, that's a decision you have to make. That's a choice. It's available to anyone. It's available to everyone. And showing up, doing the work, finding your groove, finding your voice, sharing that value, I can tell you right now, there's an audience out there. I've seen it happen over and over and over again. You know, quilting to quantum physics, there's an audience out there waiting to hear from you. There's an audience waiting to understand what it takes, what it looks like in order for, you know, somebody to share their information so they can gather a little bit more and be connected. It's about connection. It's about storytelling. It's about driving the idea that we have an opportunity to actually encourage each other. Hey, thank you so much. Thank you, Monarch. Is it Monarch IP Group? Is that what your handle is? I appreciate that. Thank you so much. I thrive in the environment when I can teach people something that I've learned. I love learning almost as much as I love sharing it. April. Thank you, April. I really appreciate you being here. Thank you so much. And the reality is we all have a gift that we can share. We all have a choice. Do we share it or do we not share it? That's the question. So, Charlie Marks, thank you for joining. We got Instagram hopping over here. We got YouTube happening over on Winject TV. We got all kinds of activity going on across the board. And I'm just here. I'm Russ Johns with Pirate Broadcast and Winject TV, Winject Studios. And I want to make sure that you join the community, get involved, do something that's going to motivate yourself to get up in the morning, add joy in your day, find that spark in your life that when you think about it, you kind of have to smile and say, yeah, I did that. Make it matter. You know why? Here's why. Because we all have a gift. We all have a message, and we all can add value because kindness is cool and smiles are free. And I just want you to enjoy your day. Thanks for being here. Love you. Till next time, next Tuesday, like, follow, subscribe, join the community. And I'll see you on the inside. Take care.
Cast is brought to you by Winject Studios. We are an all-in-one educational platform for podcasters that revolutionizes how hosts leverage content to increase engagement with listeners, downloads, and income. We come together to focus on community, collaboration, and collective impact. For more information on how you can interact directly with our hosts, access exclusive live content with offers you can't get anywhere else from our official partners, join our purpose-driven community by visiting www.winject.com. If you're ready to build a career doing what you love, then we're ready to see you there.